I just wonder if you could tell me why you think David Cameron shrugged his shoulders yesterday.
To be honest, I don't really understand it, because I think when you, especially when you see the heart-wrenching images and also hear from people across the country who are saying, now, we really ought to help. At the moment, it's the British government that's saying, no, we shouldn't. And I think for too long, we've treated immigration and asylum as being the same thing, and they're not. We've got to separate out immigration and asylum. And I think maybe it is fear of the debates around immigration that means that the Prime Minister is not helping on refugees, but I just think he's in the wrong place. It's a bit of a shameful response, really, for Britain not to be helping when you've got desperate families fleeing for sanctuary.
I suppose the one argument that makes sense is that whatever we did would effectively be a drop in the ocean and therefore perhaps in some sense pointless.
See, I don't think that's a reason for doing nothing. And when you've got something that you've got so many people, every family you help, you transform their lives, you give them a safe roof over their heads, you stop them sleeping in bus stations or taking their risks with their lives and the waves or being prey to people traffickers. I think most of us will feel that every family we can help actually is really worthwhile. And it's true that this is a really difficult problem. It's the greatest humanitarian crisis that we have seen in Europe since the Second World War. But just because it is a very big problem doesn't mean we should turn our backs. We have to all do our bit together.
Do you think you and Ed Miliband and your colleagues were wrong to reject earlier intervention in Syria specifically?
I think the Syria intervention has always been complicated because, remember, previously...
With respect, my question isn't complicated.
Well, actually, all right. Well, I think we were right to take the view that we did, because I don't think there was any clear strategy that would have made the position in Syria any better. You obviously had President Assad, who was... that was what everybody was concerned about at that time, but that was before the rise of ISIL. And, you know, what you have to make sure is that you don't intervene in a way that makes things worse and, for example, made it easier for ISIL to take action or to be able to spread their barbaric regime across the area. So I don't think there is a simple military or foreign policy intervention that solves the challenge of Syria. It is a long-term problem. And David Cameron himself has said this is going to be a generational battle against ISIL in the region. But of course, we have to do everything we can to get more stability there and to prevent people needing to travel in the first place, to get better support in the camps that people are living in the region. But that is not an alternative to saying we also need to do our bit to help those who have travelled to Europe.
So what precisely would you do? There's obviously a few hurdles to get over before the keys of Downing Street are anywhere near your hands. But if they were in your hands today, what would you be doing? What would you be announcing this morning?
So part of it has got to be much more stronger coordinated action across Europe, including faster, swift assessments for people and support for people when they arrive, so that you can identify those who are refugees who have no safe home to go to. In terms of what I would do here in Britain, I would be asking councils immediately to come forward and say, how many people could you provide sanctuary for? And in fact, I'm doing that today directly. I've asked David Cameron to do it, but he's not done so. So I've contacted local councils across the country, and I'm asking them now to say how many people would they be able to help if every county and every city could support 10 refugee families. Well, that would mean we could help 10,000 people across the country, and I would be making sure they would have the support to do so, and saying, look, Britain has got to do our bit, just as we did before the Second World War, just as we've done in generations past. We have an obligation to help.